Hello, Jarlanok shippers. This story is one that sits close to my heart, and probably all of yours as well, if I know this fandom. It's a story of a woman who got what she wished for, a lesson we all might learn from. That lesson is to buy earplugs when you live in a flat under your vigorously romantic friends. Mrs. Hudson, that's me, sings Rooting for Jarlanok to the tune of Angel from Montgomery by the great John Prine. Join me, won't you? I am the landlady, I'm not the housekeeper, but Sherlock is a keeper, and so is his John. If dreams were thunder and lightning was desire, the whole flat would have burned down the way that they carry on. So call me a shipper who's rooting for Jarlanok. Paint me a picture of them kissing at dawn. Write me a fanfic that's telling their story. 'Cause what I believe in is love for Sherlock and John. When I was a young girl, I married me a drug lord. He wasn't what I wanted, just a criminal boy. But that was a long time ago. I escaped from him with Sherlock's aid, and because of the role he played, I am wishing him joy. So call me a shipper who's rooting for Jarlanok. Paint me a picture of them kissing at dawn. Write me a fanfic that's telling their story. Because what I believe in is love for Sherlock and John. There's noise above me, I can hear them at it. They've been going like rabbits since they got up today. How the hell can a person claim he's straight in the morning and then by the evening swear he's definitely gay? Still call me a shipper who's rooting for Jarlanok, but I'd like some quiet when they're shagging at dawn. Living this fanfic is making me cranky. It's not easy to put up with boyfriend Sherlock and John. But I still believe in love for Sherlock and John. Thank you, thank you. Now go leave a comment on your favourite fanfic and dream of Jarlanok tonight. Take care, y'all.